That's wonderful, Kirk, and everybody who shared today. Wonderful, inspirational words. So today is July 23rd, 2026. 81 right now, and the high is 88, the low 80. And in Celsius, 27, and the high 31, the low 26, and humidity factor 87%. So it's pretty high here in North India. We had heavy rain for one day, day four yesterday night. So at certain places where this drainage gets clogged, then water level rises up a foot, foot and a half, something like that. Yeah. Today we are expecting 10 liters from West Bengal, Bola and his leaders, and I think Mr. Sharma also will come. He lives in Delhi. So we will have wonderful fellowship. Talking about the scriptures, the timeline for the epistles, the first one, the First Thessalonians and Second Thessalonians, as per E.W. Bollinger, and also says in Hebrews, written from Corinth, also Galatians, question mark. So 53 AD, which is 24 years after the day of Pentecost. So for 40 years, Acts period, so more than halfway, the church epistles were, even the first ones, were not put into scripture. And as we know that there are no printing presses those days, the scriptures were of Old Testament scriptures, which were available in the synagogue or the temple of Jehovah. And scribes and Pharisees, they had access to these scrolls. And some wealthy people, Bereans, for example, after hearing what Paul has spoken, things out of the scriptures of the Old Testament, they went home and checked if that was really so. And many believed about the Messiah, Jesus as the Messiah. But there were no presence of scriptures at the time of, in the book of Genesis, Genesis time. They didn't have these scriptures. They had knowledge of the stars, the heavens declare the glory of God, and they had the understanding, knowledge of how to understand the stars. Daniel understood that and taught the Persians, the Magi's. So they were able to recognize the birth star, birth of the Messiah. Now, Book of Acts period, so the base of speaking the word of God, word from God, was prophecy. The day of Pentecost, they spoke in tongues, they manifested the Holy Spirit, they spoke in tongues, and that was a miracle. They were speaking in language that people understood. Those people means those Israelites who visited Jerusalem for the festival of Pentecost from various countries, and they understood the words that the apostles were speaking in tongues and wondered. After that, Peter stood up with the 11 after being accused or ridiculed by some of the people who heard them speaking tongues, that they were drunk or they were not in sense. And Peter stood up, inspired, now moving, really moving with the Spirit of God. And of course, God arranged everything. He orders everything. All things work together for good to them that love God and who are called of God. And we are experiencing that. All things are working out for good, excellent. Everything is ordered. Things are happening. We don't have to really think through. It comes into place, such as Joel coming back home with Richard's two granddaughters, perfect time, and vacation points, some card points to get the hotel stay, free hotel stay or something like that. Everything worked out wonderfully, and that's happening for all of us. God is really with us, and us without knowing how wonderfully we are synced with God. And we see the unfolding of God's presence, God's hand. Wonderful love and grace upon our life and the family. So halfway, more than halfway of the book of Acts, the first church epistles, 1st, 2nd, Thessalonians, and so forth, started to come out in writing. So the pattern of the outreach was not really based upon the scripture, but God's Spirit in us. Later, they come to know, as Paul prophesied and these great truths became available for us to read, like Ephesians and all church epistles, that it is God who is working in us. We have access to the Father by this Spirit, boldness and access to the Father. But before these things were revealed, from the day of Pentecost, they're moving by the Spirit of God. I'm sure they had wonderful training given by our Lord Jesus Christ before that, and certain information that you shall receive power, promise of the Father. And Jesus has spoken and then given authority to heal all manner of sicknesses and cast out devils. And then Jesus got them to practice. And we have all the time have the experience of new people who have no knowledge of the scripture, except verbally encouraged, you can do. You can heal the sick. God will answer your prayer. You go to God, give your desire to God. Honor God, sow seed. And these ready ones, important, ready ones. And the ready one comes from God. God bring to our path such as should be saved, laborers. So these ones, they would right away practice and become the witness. One testimony that I heard about 2 days ago, Vishal and Satyajit, they visited my home. They're from the West Bengal. They came to visit us, Beatrice and I, and whoever was at home. And Satyajit shared about now wonderful, dynamic woman leader, and now all family member are wonderful laborers. Initially, her, that this particular, this is another person sharing from Satyajit, talking about one of the women leaders, that she and the family was in a fishery business. They have fishery farm, so they have pond, something like that, and then they get the fish to grow and then they sell that to the market. They were not doing well. They got into debt first year, second year, and third year, and the debt became so huge, which is $70,000, which calculating the standard living factor and so forth would be like $350,000, $400,000 kind of debt. And helpless, hopeless. So that kind of situation. They met Satyajit's mother. They were so severely in debt that they were unable to eat food daily, that kind of situation. And they would get food from individuals who are earning low income, yeah, low income kind of family. They can go to certain government food supply store and get food at very, very low, almost like free kind of amount. And she would buy that food and sell it in the market and get money and would buy food for the family. And she would eat every other day one meal. During this time, she came to hear about the Creator, the Almighty God, who could deliver her, and also heard about sowing seed, honor God. And she took that seriously and began to sow seed. Normally, a person who is in huge debt would not think to sow seed. They would say, well, I need every penny to pay back. But she heard it, that God could open the windows of heaven. So whatever she had, even from that selling of this almost free food to the market, whatever she gets, first thing, she honored God. And then she would attend fellowship. Walking 10 miles, she would not use money to get a ride because she wanted to have money so that she could honor God. She was so focused on that she doesn't want to waste any money, any penny. And she would walk like that to attend. And some of the believers in the fellowship would say, take this money and get the ride. So some of them would give that money, but she would rather walk and then abundant share, honor God. So what happened is, so she was inspired to start the fishery farm. And the first year, she was able to get profit of $8,000. Yeah, $8,000. So she would honor God. That is the main thing that she understood. And she wanted to thank God, honor God. And the second year, the income increased to $30,000. $8,000 to $30,000. And she would continue to honor God. And she was a wonderful witness. And through her, the outreach is taking place now. The third year, $80,000. So she was able to come out of the debt. And God continued to prosper her and was able to have, by then, 5 fishery farm. Plus, she started to supply feed for fish. So that business also she began, as God inspired her to do. She really moved with God. But the fundamental, she practiced to sow seed, really honor God, and really believed that God is able to open the windows of heaven. And God is able to abound all grace towards her. So many believers, leaders were inspired by her of the testimony. And her and the family came to the place, wealth level. God made them very wealthy, healthy, blessed. As we know that one of the main purposes of Jesus coming to this world and gave himself, he gave everything, although he was wealthy, rich. But he gave everything so that we may be made rich, wealthy. Even financially, things of the world. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. God knows we have need of all these things, but get to know the kingdom of God rule. And one of the powerful ones that we practice and to get incredible payback, blessing, is to honor God, sow seed. As God inspires in our heart, we sow that. That's the seed for sowing that God gives to us. And then sow that seed at the fertile field that also God will show a person. Then, as time went, she was able to, the family was able to have 4 homes. They used to live in a mud house, not a solid house. In villages in India, we get to see, and villages are changing these days also, but that kind of house. And when heavy rain comes, then the rainwater will seep in or will have water entering into the house. But now they have many houses and able to have over 100 fish farms. But the family, the husband and wife, they wanted to just focus on doing the Father's business to proclaim this good news to the humble. So their focus, they have the business going on, but now they are really focused to proclaim this good news. So they're doing incredible impact. And many are being added, many signs, wonders, of miracles, healings. These things are taking place through this particular person. However, they don't know so much of the scriptures. They practiced the main things. approach God, go to God, they know that the Creator is their father, daddy, and he hears them and he watches over them. So that was great, wonderful testimony from Satyajit. There were many others. So these signs are following them that believe. And the words from God, that was the main thing that they were speaking by the Spirit of God. And the church epistles started to come out after 24 years from the day of Pentecost, 16 years after Paul's conversion, 11 years after Paul arrived at Antioch of Syria, brought by Barnabas, and 8 years after the beginning of the first missionary journey, which was Cyprus, then moved to Antioch of Pisidia, Galatian area, other location, Lystra, Derbe, and so forth. So we are really with God. God is really with you, present with you, and he is working in you, giving inspiration and arranging our day. He knows before the foundation of the world. He knows our every moment. God is smart, accurate, precise. Thanks to God that he's perfect, that he can really absolutely watch over us. And he says, don't you worry, my kids, don't you worry, I'm with you. You are my focus. I care for you. You are my focus. Give all of your desires, all of your troubles, all of your desires, cares upon me, because I am here to do this. What is God's job? God's job is to take care of, he's our father, the kids, children. So he says, don't you worry, don't you fear. Whatever is going on around us in the world, but in all these things, I cause you to triumph. I watch over you. You will never, never be let down. Within all these things, you keep moving forward with me and practice this Kingdom of God principles, rules, which also I inspire you to do. And all these things that world desires and need, he knows that you have need of all these things. All these things shall be added unto us. So that's what I want to share today. God bless you.